We got Pete Sorrell from Fred's in Canton back on the horn here with us. I appreciate you giving us a little more time. You've been busy in the shop?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, when we get closer to the season, there'll be a couple of us in here trying to take care of everybody. Don't wait to get your license. You know, that's one thing we find that just we can't hardly believe is people wait to the last minute to buy your deer license.
All right, well, let's talk about some hot products. So you've been telling me a little bit about some of these products flying off the shelves. Let's start with the buck sticks. I got great reports from another shop in Berga. Woodland Firearms said that they just can't keep them on the shelves. Are they hot there as well?
Oh, yeah. They are made by Deer Quest. They're called Deer Sense. They've got different, you know, parts as far as the rut and different times to use them. And you can buy single ones or you can buy multi-packs. And also, another one of the companies make one called Rut Sticks, too. Those kind really seem to work. And along with that, we've gotten some Heat Wave. It's a new thing we've gotten in. It's made by a company called Tactical Vapor.
Now, are those the ones that actually heat up? You put scent that gets warm, so it's more concentrated and it lasts longer. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
That's exactly the one. And we've had good reports. We have guys came back and, you know, bought them again. I know we're out of a couple of them already, and Fred said he's already reordered them. So.
Now, do they have different stages of the rut as well? You know, doe and estrus,
right,
versus a scrape versus, you know, that kind of thing?
Exactly. They got the power scrape, they got the calm and soothing, and they got the dominant buck kit, and they got the estrus kit.
Wow. Sounds like they got you covered, yeah, for every stage of the rut, huh?
That's for sure. And, Adam, don't forget the blocks again. Remember we talked about those Big and J?
Yeah, yeah.
We've got some more in, and they have not been able to keep them. We get them in, we order them again, because they seem to be really, really popular.
And those aren't just a mineral block, though, right? Refresh folks' memory.
No, no.
That's got
no
scent in it, too, right?
Yes, they have a smell to them, and they're considered an attractant, yep.
All right, anything else you want us to know about at this point before we let you go and hopefully catch up with you before rifle season?
Oh, I hope so, Adam. Yeah, we can sell them, of course, the sugar beets and the apples and the corn. That's always a popular one, too. But these blocks, you can put them out there, and you don't have to worry about feeding every day or so. It seems to last quite a while.
Pete Sorrell from Fred's East Branch Outfitters in Kenton. I really appreciate your time, and let me pick your brain a little bit about these hot products.
Okay, Adam, and we'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to that as the fevered pitch continues. This is The Outdoor Show.